This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3332 for Tuesday, the 11th of May 2021. Today's show is entitled, My Current Devices. It is hosted by JWP and is about 11 minutes long and carries a clean flag. The summary is a short list of tablets and phones that I am using these days.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Good day, everyone. I hope all of y'all are great. I've been doing living my COVID-19 life in my house as a edge worker for my company now for a while, and it's been a while since I did something for HPR, specifically Ken and Dave, helping them with the content a little bit. But I wanted to talk about my devices. And how that's changed over, I don't know, the last year or so. Now, I hate to say that I have a 2018 device, but I still do. It's not the oldest. I have several older ones that don't get used a lot. But so as far as consumption or in the hand kind of things, let's start with that 2018 device. So it's a 2018 Amazon 7-inch Kindle, and I got it on sale. I think I got it for $30. This thing, it's pretty slow. It really is. But it reads books and it plays my Amazon content from the States. And if you know anything about me, you know that I spend time in the States and I spend time in Europe. And so you got two accounts. And so that particular device is the Amazon be-all do-all that takes care of the 2,000 songs that I purchased from Amazon and all the movies and books and magazines and all that stuff. So that's what that thing does. It doesn't perform very well. A couple of years ago when we went on vacation to Texas, I had saw a review for a Walmart laptop. It was called an On, and it was a 10-inch laptop. And you were able to get it with a keyboard and for $99, and it was 2 gigabytes with Android 8 on it, and it had 16, which I thought was a little less, but it had a purpose, and the purpose was that I could travel with it. So it was more or less the replacement for the Microsoft Surface. It saved a little bit of weight off the Microsoft Surface that I have that was specifically designed for that. And unfortunately, he or she, if it's a tablet, I'm not sure if it's a he or she, didn't have an anti-scratch surface. So, you know, if you get your iPad or you get your Kindle, it has that anti-scratch surface. It's a little more durable. And so he didn't have that. So he got scratched up pretty quickly. So if you're going to buy from Walmart, you need to make sure that it has that anti-scratch surface on it. I still have Microsoft Teams and stuff installed on it. And if I'm having a big conference day, I'll hook a speaker up to it and listen to it. But by and large now, unless I need a keyboard, with my Android experience for work, I don't touch it very much. The reason is that Lenovo had a sale, and they were getting rid of all of their 8-inch 3 gigabyte tablets. So they had a 3 gigabyte tablet, 8-inch for 32. And I immediately put Teams and all the Microsoft products on there, and I was able to work. And it's very portable, so you just slip it into your knapsack. You have your Plectronics headset, and you can go anywhere during the pandemic and listen to all your meetings. And it doesn't have a keyboard or anything, so your work, you'd have to do it with a screen keyboard or tap an email when you get back. When you get back, the work phone is still that old 64 gigabyte iPhone ASE, and it has basically the same software on it as the Lenovo does. Lenovo does. Interestingly, my wife got a new iPhone from T-Systems, and they gave her a free no bill 5 gigabyte data card with that, and so that slips into the Lenovo so that I have D1 and D2 in Germany for that. And so and because of the Microsoft Teams, I try to keep these things, all three of those previous devices, the Walmart, the Lenovo, and the Apple SE, to notifications off after 7 o'clock at night. And between 7 and 7, it doesn't make any tones. So that leaves privately, and privately for the phone, I'm using Huawei. It's a smart PI with 32 gigabytes and two, I think 2 gigabytes of RAM. It's a basic phone, and it gets tight. So that 32 just isn't enough these days. It's like the old 16. It's just not having it. For recreation and all things Apple that I purchased, the movies and everything, I have just a basic 3-year-old iPad for that, and he does all the content. I play all kinds of games on it. It's my primary leisure device. And so I don't have a lot to do there. I decommissioned a small Windows 10 tablet that I had a 7-inch one. The performance on it was just so atrocious that it just didn't work. And I tried to put Linux on it. It didn't work. It's just really a pain. And so I had another all cube phone, and it was the reason I got the Lenovo 8-inch, is I dropped it lightly one time, and it just completely. So if you're buying from China, any of those any of those express things from China, remember that if you drop it once, it's doomed. And I finally got rid of the Kindle HDX that I was using the Germany for. So the last device, and it's relatively new, is that last Christmas, Amazon in Germany had a huge sale on their 10-inch. And if I would have known they were coming out with new 10-inches just a few days ago, it had a business package on it and all kinds of other stuff, I may have waited. The from an open source perspective, there's this new Jing tablet out, and the thing that I like about that is that it comes with a keyboard, and it's only half a kilo. So as everyone knows, you can put Microsoft Teams on Linux now, so you can get a you install it, it self-updates itself, it does everything that you need to do, so you can work with that. And the thing is was half a kilo. So half a kilo, slide that in, get on a plane, go do, if you're conferencing, if you're presenting, you probably still have to have the normal laptop if you're presenting. But those are the devices. And no, there's one more. So the retro experience. So whoever's doing Nokia these days, they came out with a banana phone. And I often now try to step away from the screen for sometimes a day or 2 a month. And usually this on weekend, and I'll say there's going to be no screen. And so the banana phone is exactly what it's like, the old Nokia with the slides open, and you can just make phone calls and send texts. I mean, it has that Kia OS on it that makes it a it has a Twitter, it has a you can use Google Maps, but it fits in your phone. It's a candy bar phone, and it's what we would call a feature phone. And that Kia OS, it's really big in India, as with poorer folks that need some internet access and need some basic banking or something, that helps with that. And so anyway, those are my devices, that are non really open source commercial that I'm using. I know that's a big stack of them. That's a big stack of them, and I'm trying to consolidate it a little bit, but probably the next big thing is an iPad Pro, whenever the old iPad bites the dust, so that I can play my games on it. I think that Lenovo will be good for 3 or 4 years with its current configuration, just doing work stuff. Most importantly, it's not to have a combo device, because the combo device in today's COVID world means that you're always working, you're not taking a break, right? Because your phone will chirp, there's an email, so you're not taking the break that you need with a combo device that does both work and private stuff. All right, hey, I hope you have a great day. This is JWP. And you need to reach me, please reach out at jwp5@hotmail.com. Thank you so much. Bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.